This is Ron's update number 97. Sunday afternoon, and I'm on my first official Galloway half marathon training long run, which is only 5 miles. But the real challenge on this run is the speed I have to go. I calculated my speed based on, I use the fastest mile split at Peachtree as my magic mile run. And then I multiplied that by 1.3 and added 2 minutes to that, which puts me over a 15-minute pace for my long runs. Right now I'm running as slow as I can, and I'm still going around 14:10 maybe. But I guess that's okay. But anyway, I can definitely see where I'm not going to be tired when I'm finished, because I'm pretty much just chugging. But according to his training programs book, and of course it makes sense anyways, the time is what counts, that you're doing it for endurance. You're not doing it for speed. If you do a slow run for 5 miles, you gain just as much endurance as you would if you ran it faster, the same 5 miles. And I guess that makes sense. I mean, since you're not going for speed and you're just going for endurance, I can see that. So I'm going to try to stick to this thing. I'm running from my house down to Lilburn Park and back. However far I get into the park to get 2.5 miles to turn around and go back, that's how far I'll go. So, if you want to hear about the Peachtree Road Race, you can go over to Lost Trail Runner Podcast 88. Laura and I did a little short podcast prior to the race and after the race. It's probably less than 25 minutes total. And that's with a promo in the middle for the Extra Mile Galloway Edition Half Marathon podcast that I put in there. So you can go over there and listen, or you can stay here and listen to me jabber on while I'm doing this 5 mile run. Okay, I'm back. I made it to Lilburn Park, and I'm walking in the park right now. I'm going into the park on the Greenway Trail. I think what I'll do is, when I get to the spur trail, I'll turn right on it and run up. And maybe, well, I might even not make it there, because I've got 2.3 miles right now. And I'm turning around at 2.5, so I might just make it in to the park and maybe over by the playground. I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit past the playground. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, and this one I haven't probably podcasted since March or April, I've had pretty crappy year so far as motivation goes, because in February I caught what I call my super cold, and it just knocked the crap out of me and took me like a month to recover, and I felt like I got totally out of shape. And then I just never really got back into it. Only started training some a little bit before Peachtree, which wasn't much. I think in June I probably ran 60 miles what's that come up to, about 15 miles a week average. That's not much. So hopefully doing the Galloway half marathon training, I'll up my mileage and not injure myself either, because it's pretty slow training as far as the long runs and stuff like that. This coming Tuesday, I have a legitimate magic mile to do. So based on what my pace is for that, I may change my long run speed. If my magic mile is slower than my Peachtree split was, then I'm just going to leave it where it is. If it's faster, I'll adjust it. Because my long run pace is supposed to be over 15 minute pace. I can't quite walk that fast, so you do have to run some to get a 15 minute pace, but not much. And right now, I'm averaging 14:13 without trying, so it'll be interesting. So my magic mile on Tuesday will probably be like a mile warm up, where I'll do 30:30, and then I'll do the magic mile, and I'll do it with walk breaks, just like I would do a race, which would probably be run two, walk 30 seconds, something like that. And then the last mile will be a cool down. Pretty much all my weekday runs are going to be in the 3 mile range, I guess. I'm taking a necklace off, so you hear all this banging around. That's what that is. If I can figure out how to get it off, because it jingles when I'm running. And with the mic, I'm using my iPhone and the earbuds mic. And of course, I'm sure that it would jingle right in that mic. Probably already has, but anyway, I took it off now, so you won't hear the jingling anymore. I got to send the first couple of weeks of the training plan to Laura so she can get on it. She hadn't had a good year either for running. But the year's only half over. We can catch up, right? I originally, the first of the year before I got sick, wanted to do 1,000 miles for the year. I've scaled it back to 750, and I'm behind on that, so got some catching up to do. So this training may help that. There's only 3 runs a week on this half marathon training plan. So it's not going to be a high mileage plan with 2 3.3 mile runs a week and then a long run. So like this week was the first week, and Peachtree was in it, so it really is out of sync. But it would have been 2 3.3s and a 5. So that would give me 11.6 miles for the week. That's probably what I'm going to get in running with doing Peachtree and a 5 mile run. It's going to be close to that. So next week will be 2 3.3 mile runs and a 6 mile run. So I'll be trapped by a train. I'm on the wrong side of the track. I'm coming back out of the park, and I have to go across the railroad tracks to run back home and The gate just went down. So I guess I'll just keep running on the trail. Here it comes. Sounds like a slow freight. I guess I'll turn around and I might get back about the time the train's finished. I'll just walk. Oh, I think that's it. I think it is passing by. So I'll do a 30 seconds so to get me to the track and then walk across and then run again. I guess this worked out okay. I'm at the Lilburn Community Garden now. We're on the left side of the road here. They've got a garden area in the park where people can get a raised garden plot to grow vegetables in. I don't know what they must have rent them out. But it looks like all the garden plots are taken up, so it must be doing well. We've got our community garden plot in our backyard. We've got tomatoes back there, cucumbers back there, sweet peppers back there. Well, two types of tomatoes, Romas and then the big red ones. Squash, some basil. I'm not sure what other kind of spices my wife's got planted, but... And we've got some bunnies that come and visit. Really haven't caught them eating anything yet, but I'm sure they're checking it out just in case they see something they like. I'm running up a hill out of the park right now. It's probably close to a half mile long. It'd be good for a hill workout, running up and down it. I always used to dread it on my bicycle, and then I got... Where I look forward to riding it on my bicycle. Speaking of bicycles, I watched the Tour de France this morning. Pretty good stage. Movistar team didn't do what I want them to, which was take off and leave Chris Froome in the dust, but I guess they couldn't. I think he's too strong. They had like five climbs in this stage in the Pyrenees. Tomorrow's rest day. On Tuesday, they're back at it. They had two of my favorite programs on this morning. They had the Tour de France first. Then they had the German Grand Prix on. And Sebastian Vettel won it, which... he really wanted to do because it's like his home course, being a German, winning the German Grand Prix. But it was close at the end. I'm doing this Galloway half marathon training, and I originally was going to do the Atlanta 13.1. I think it's October 6th, and Laura was going to run with me. But she's got a big fishing tournament that weekend that her and her husband are going to. There are two other halves that we haven't decided which one we're going to do. There's one in Athens, Georgia, the last part of October. And then I think the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in Savannah is the first part of November. So we're looking at doing one of those two. I don't know when the Worldwide Festival of Races is going to be this year, but I like to run that. But maybe what I'll do is run a 5K or a 10K for that if we pick either Athens or Savannah. Be a good speed workout, because I think most of the interval work on this training plan's on the weekend when you're not doing a long run, because it alternates, you know, back and forth. So I could do race one of those weekends, or adjust the schedule anyway. I get tired of trying to talk in between cars. So I think what I'm going to do is cut the mic off for a while, and then when I get back in the neighborhood, I'll turn it back on. So I'll see you in a little bit. Okay, I'm back in the neighborhood now, so I've put my recorder back on, and we can talk some more. Of course, here comes a car. Why wouldn't there be a car, right? Many less cars out on the road, though. So, now I had a thought while I was just running back there about something I was going to say. And now I can't remember what it was. I know that I'm averaging right at a minute per mile faster than what I'm supposed to be running this run at. But I'm comfortable, so I guess I won't slow down. And I've got in, well, I've only got 0.6 miles left anyway. So it wouldn't do any good to slow down now anyway. When I'm averaging 14.13 per mile, how much more can you slow down, right? But, you know, I'll have to admit, it's a really comfortable, easy pace. Totally no burnout. Just kind of chug along here. Talk to you. This kind of pace, I hope I don't get injured for going too slow. You ever done that? I don't know if I've ever injured myself going too slow. Always feel like you're going to, though. Because you aren't flowing like when you're running faster. Of course, my running faster is not fast anymore. When you're 71 years old, you know, you're not a rocket. Yeah. As long as I'm moving, that's what counts. So I did average 10:43 at Peachtree for the 10K, which I feel like I could have gone much faster than that. That was mostly running a minute and a half and walking a half a minute after the first mile. And the first mile was running half and walk a half a minute. So I really wasn't pushing the pace. And I averaged 10:43, so what I really am looking for is I've got an old ING half marathon pace bracelet that I wore at one of the half marathons, and it was for a 2-hour half. And I would truly like to get down to a 2-hour half again before I really started slowing bad. I had run my last two Disneys. Well, not the last one. The last one was pretty slow, but I think the two before that were like 155 and 157, which I used to consider slow, but now I'm thinking those are really good times. But I'm setting my goal pace for the half in November at 9:09 pace. Who knows if I'll reach it, but that's what I'm shooting for. So, gives me something to look at, you know. It might be too ambitious, but that's okay. Considering I averaged about a minute and a half slower per mile at Peachtree than that. Of course, I really hadn't done any serious training for Peachtree either, so I didn't feel too bad about that. My time was a 67:35 chip time. It's just starting to sprinkle. This is working out perfect. I've only got about a quarter mile left on my 5 mile run, and it's just now starting to sprinkle. Excellent. That's kind of what happened at Peachtree before the race. When we were driving to the race in the car, it was raining. Not hard, just, you know, when you're going down the expressway, it seems like it's raining harder than it is because of the speed of the car. But when we got to Ainslie Mall and parked, it totally quit raining. And it never did rain again until about a half hour after we had finished the race and we were leaving the party over at Pheidippides at Ainslie Mall. And we'd gotten in Laura's car and we're heading to the expressway and it started pouring down rain. And most of the rest of the day on the 4th, it rained here off and on pretty hard. So we had a perfect race morning. The temperature was probably in the low 70s. It was fairly humid, but at least, you know, it's kind of wet out, so you expect humidity in Georgia when it's like that. But it was probably I think they said it was the lowest temperature in 19 years. So it was pretty good. Being out of shape, it helped me for the race. If it would have been a hot and humid day, they'd probably just scrape me up somewhere. But with the temperature being low, I felt good the whole time. And with just running 130 and walking 30, I never did really push it. I think my fastest mile was the second mile, where you come down past Peachtree Battle before you hit the first uphill. So I was pretty consistent. I was right in the, I think that mile was maybe 10:22 pace, and the rest of them were in the 10:40 range. I never did get up. I think my first mile was an 11 when I was doing a run 30, walk 30. But then when I switched to run 130, walk 30, I was always 10:22 to say 10:45 in that range. Looks like I finished my run. Good. Somebody's cooking out. I can smell hamburgers on a grill. And I'm probably about 2/10 of a mile from my house, so I have a cool down walk, and I averaged 14:30 for the 5 miles. I mean, not 14:30, 14:13 for the 5 miles. So I guess this is the end of Ron's update for this time. I'm not sure which one this is. It might be number 97, if I counted right. We'll see. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.